It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Wildfires around Los Angeles killed at least 10 people, destroyed over about 10,000 homes, still 5 fires burning, and now into a third night because of the dry desert winds and the flames gathering strength continuously as the days go on. I've been talking to Simon McCoy from the LA Cougars GAA Club, is with me on the line today. Because Simon, you were from Armagh originally, but how long have you been in Los Angeles?
Yeah, from Armagh. I've been living here for almost 7 years now.
Just describe the scenes over the past few days, Simon, for people.
Yeah, it's really hard. It's very almost apocalyptic stuff. My next door neighbour and good friend is actually a firefighter, and on Tuesday when the fires broke out, he just came around and you know, told me to come and look out. And funnily enough, he had actually talked to me the day before saying that he suspected there was going to be fires, but you know, could not have suspected they'd be as bad as this. You just turned the corner and you could see huge bellows of smoke, and you could see the flames as well from the palisades in the distance.
Obviously, you know, not the first time. It happens relatively frequently out there, but as your friend said, they could nearly envisage this from in the days leading up to it, Simon.
Yeah, once they saw the weather, given strong winds, he was concerned. He said that it's perfect conditions for like a very bad bushfire, but definitely really had never expected it would have went as far as the Palisades. And then obviously there's even been more fires that have come that would have been a bit more unexpected.
Where are you living at the moment in relation to the worst of this?
I live in Venice, so I'm about 5 or 6 miles away from the worst of it. But I'm like quite fortunate that there's like a lot of residential areas and not much bush between me and where the worst is. So I'm in a pretty safe spot here. But there is parts of Santa Monica that has been evacuated, which is the next area over from me.
Yeah. And your friends, your members of the GAA club that you play with, I mean, other Irish people that you know out there, how are people doing at the moment, Simon?
Yeah, everyone's struggling. Everyone's really going through it. It's, you know, not something that anyone has experienced before. It's been talked about as one of the worst fires in LA history. So it really has a bad mood around the place. But I do have to say it's been very proud to be part of the GAA community out here. We've got like a WhatsApp group that there's a lot of updates going around, keeping people in the know if certain areas are being evacuated. Everyone's been very generous with volunteering their homes, their beds, their sofas for anyone that's affected. It doesn't matter if you don't know anyone. It's really open doors, which definitely makes you very proud of the Irish community and in particular the GAA group here. Yeah.
So that community spirit and that sort of local connectivity that you see here at home through GAA clubs, it's as ever present in Los Angeles as well.
Yeah, and even more so because LA is quite a spread out city. So there's not really like an Irish community area. So the GAA would basically bring us all together. And then, yeah, through the WhatsApp groups, people will be staying connected and, yeah, really doing anything, offering anything they can to help anyone affected by it.
And when you say offering anything you can, are you're texting into the WhatsApp group? Because where you are, I take it, in your house, you've been okay. You haven't been told to evacuate yet.
Yeah, I'm fine. So yeah, I've sent in the note around. I've got a sofa bed here that if anyone needs it, they're more than welcome to stay. A number of other guys have got spare bedrooms, and those are all messages going in. And there is a number of people in the community that has been affected that have had to evacuate. There's been a couple of awful sad cases of people whose homes have actually burnt down, and it's just awful to see.
I mean, it really is unbelievable. Have you ever experienced anything like this, Simon, in the 7 years that you've been in LA?
No, even when you would hear of bushfires, you would never have seen them. You know, they always were really far up into the forestry, and it's really hard to explain. Like, the area that has been most affected, the Pacific Palisades, that's like a really beautiful community and a really built up town. And we actually used to play at the high school in the Pacific Palisades, trained with the football club, and that whole place has been burnt to the ground. So that's a really jarring experience that this was this really, you know, beautiful neighbourhood, and it's just completely ruined.
What is the atmosphere like there at the moment? I mean, like, are people still going to work? Or are they still out and about, or what's the...
So you're not really supposed to be out because of the air quality is really bad at the moment. So the advice is for everyone to stay indoors as much as you can. Work is somewhat still going on, but obviously people are very distracted. There's just a very ominous mood. Some restaurants that are close to the affected areas, they've all been shut down, but other restaurants have been, you know, staying open, and there's been some nice stories of delivering food to the first responders and offering free food for people who are affected to come and try and help in some small way.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine for your family back home in Armagh watching this, like, I know, even looking at some of the scenes and the footage last night, it's pretty extraordinary to see it. So I can't imagine what it's like, Simon, being in the middle of it. What are your family like? How are they feeling looking at this unfold?
Yeah, they're becoming experts of wildfires now. But look, I've been very fortunate that I'm safe, and it's not going to come as far as me. So I've been able to, like, reassure them that there's nothing to worry about. So that's obviously been very, very fortunate. I'm one of the lucky cases.
Beyond all of this, you're enjoying life in LA.
Yeah, it's been a really fun place to have moved to. I here almost 7 years, have like a really fun, good community, and I'm pretty happy here now. Yeah.
Well, hopefully things will get back to a level of normality in the not too distant future. Have the emergency services any idea, finally, Simon, just when they'll get things under control? Or
it's honestly very dependent on the weather. The wind has got a little bit better over the last day or so, that kind of gives them a chance to start containing the fire. So, like, my buddy, he was called in to work, and he said the first they was, you know, active for 30 hours. All they were trying to do was sort of help people who need, maybe some old elderly people who were stuck in their homes, and trying to maybe salvage some of the properties that could be salvaged, but they really weren't able to contain the fire. And they're even having some difficulties with so many of the trucks are in the same area, so the water pressure isn't as high as it should be. There's a lot of like challenges that they're having to navigate.
Okay, well, Simon, look, take care of yourself, mind yourself, and I'm sure we'll chat to you again in the future.
Grant, yeah, there's a few of the guys in the community that have been affected. I don't know if it just would like to call out. We have our club website, thecougars.la, and if anyone would like to, you know, donate to help some of these people get back on their feet. There's a couple of sources there that would love to have any help possible.
Absolutely. Cougars GA Club
LA. LA. Cougars. Just cougars.la.
And you'll find the local GA Club. Brilliant.
The local GA Club, yeah.
Simon McCoy, thanks a million for joining us here in Lunchtime Live.
No problem.
Annie is with us on the line in Kerry. Annie, you are originally from Los Angeles. I'm looking here as I speak to you at some of the footage on Sky News of the fires in Los Angeles right now. I can't imagine how devastating this must be for you.
It's really hard to watch. I was up kind of late last night watching the fires, but, you know, just on videos and on the news and local news, just getting the local Los Angeles news. Yeah, it's just really hard to watch. It's especially when you can't do anything, you're so far away.
Have you been able to get in contact with family and friends there?
My nearest family is safe enough. They're kind of, as Simon was saying, there's a lot of buildup between where the current fires are and where my family would be. So there's about 30 miles, so I feel like they're pretty safe. But I do have a cousin in Altadena, and that's where the big Eaton fire is. And they somehow, their house survived. I'm not sure how, but even she said across the street, like her neighbors and all around, that all burnt down. Like everything, just the town is devastated. Like the post office is gone. The schools are gone. Police station there is gone. Just their whole community is just wiped out, fully wiped out.
Is this the worst of the devastation, Annie, that you've witnessed?
I feel like being here, I suppose, and growing up there too, it, like every few years there would be fires of some kind, but in say the last 10 years, it's like every year something's happening. And it seems to be getting worse every time. And this is the closest, obviously, to Los Angeles and such a highly populated area that I've seen. So, you know, you hear about it and you kind of get used to it, but this one is just seems much more deadly and serious.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking even this morning at, you know, there's many maps that you can see online where if you look at, you know, overhead footage of the area, the actual landscape area in Los Angeles, and if you were to pick that up and drop it down on a map in London, and it's just to see that the scale of the devastation is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, 180,000 people are being misplaced currently, whether that's from evacuation or their homes already being gone. That's like, what's the size of Limerick City? Is, you know, it's all of Limerick City. Imagine that just is gone.
Just the area.
And people don't have places to live. So yeah, it's kind of soul destroying. But I have to say, you know, just listening to Simon there, it's heartwarming because just to hear that people are coming together and helping each other. And there are a lot of charities out there, the Red Cross and charities to donate to the firefighters who are working so hard and, you know, such a dangerous, ridiculously dangerous situation.
Very difficult circumstances. Yeah. Green Party councillor Lauren Toot is with us on the line as well, Annie, because Lauren, you've spent many summers in Los Angeles. I believe your grandparents' house has been affected by this.
Yeah, so my grandparents, they left Dublin in 1955 and eventually settled in the Pacific Palisades. It was, you know, a suburb of Los Angeles. It was a very kind of middle class place to live, a very kind of mixed neighbourhood. And that's where my mum grew up and we spent every summer there as kids. And then, you know, I lived with my grandparents for a while after college when I had my first job. And I eventually moved up to Northern California for a time. And you know, in the past 10 years, like your last caller was saying, we've endured so many fires. We've, you know, have an aunt and uncle and cousins who lost their home in the 2018 fires in Malibu. I have friends who lost fires in kind of Santa Rosa, Healdsburg areas. And yeah, I think, you know, it's something that it just seems like there's no break from it now. There's nowhere that's safe from it now. I think Pacific Palisades, that was a place where you always felt, you know, you're right on the coast.
Yeah.
But I remember, you know, a few years back, a friend who was evacuating and was on Pacific Coast Highway, which is the highway that runs all along the coast of California. And, you know, he was stuck in gridlock traffic. The hills were on fire and they were burning down towards the highway. And he was making that calculation of, at what point do we abandon the car? Because it's too hot to stay in the car. They had surfboards on top of the car and he was going to put the kids on the surfboards and wade out to sea. That was the level of planning that you're thinking of. Like, it is catastrophic, apocalyptic stuff that people are living through. And yeah, now that the Pacific Palisades is gone, and it's gone, it's, you know, it's not just homes and businesses, it's the schools. Like that caller was mentioning, Pali High, that I used to go running there. The local farmers market is there every weekend, you know, one of the focal points of the community. You know, if you manage to get back and rebuild or your house has been saved, I mean, there's no school for your kids to go to. Who knows when, you know, water and power and just basic infrastructures will be back in place. And it's not just a case of rebuilding your home. The city has to come in, the state, and they have to scrape the entire lot to make sure there's no contaminants that get into the soil, into the water system. So it can take years to rebuild.
Yeah. And when you've been talking to family, Lauren, there at the moment, you know, in the areas of Los Angeles that we're talking about, how are they doing?
So thankfully, my mum moved out of Pacific Palisades a couple of years ago. The home that she was living in has burnt. Very upsetting to see. It was a beautiful home. Lots of memories there. But she's in Ventura County, where there is a fire that's currently 100% contained. My brother also lives there. And, you know, he sent me a picture from his commute to work yesterday. And he's just, you know, you can see the big plume of smoke out the car window. So there's a degree to which life is kind of continuing as normal on the periphery of this natural disaster. It's very hard to imagine in the Irish context. You know, obviously we won't really be facing big fires, but you know, flooding and the impacts on our coast, deep freezes like we've had for the last few days. You know, we can be in a situation in the next 10 years where, you know, these things are much more widespread. And yeah, you know, we really have to start preparing.
I think it's the scale, really, isn't it, of the damage that's been caused in this case. But your family, I know all right, your home has been destroyed as a result, but your family are okay that are there.
Yeah, they're fine. And our, you know, the wider circle of family friends, you know, there's a few people staying with my mom at the moment and who are still kind of waiting to hear back about what, you know, what level of devastation their neighborhoods are in.
They've been evacuated.
They're reckoning that it's a total loss of the neighborhoods that they're from.
And it's the starting rebuild and get a new home and all that goes with that is just unbelievable.
Yeah, and depending on, you know, what stage you are in life, that can be really difficult. You know, there are friends of my grandmother in their 80s who've lost their homes, and you know what happens to them. Not everyone has family members that they can go and stay with. It's a very, very difficult situation.
It is. And look, thinking of you, Lauren, I know it's very hard for you and the family here. And I suppose particularly as well, looking at this, you know, from so far away, it can't be easy.
No, and to be honest, it's kind of shocked me how upsetting it's been, despite the level of thinking about this that I do on a regular basis as a Green Party councillor. And, you know, as someone who has seen so many fires over the past 10 years, there was something about that image of the Pacific Palisades, this village that we all loved, that we used to, you know, walk to as kids and buy ice cream. And, you know, the local library where I brought my daughter and my granny for, you know, a toddler reading hour, just everything gone. The fire station gone, the iconic buildings, some of which, you know, have stood for 100 years being gone. The place is utterly unrecognisable.
Dennis is with us on the line, Lauren. For just want to bring Dennis in for a quick moment, because Dennis, you're in Wicklow, but you've previously lived in Los Angeles for a number of years. I believe you were due to go back there very shortly. Is that right?
Hi. Thanks for having me on. It's been great to listen to the previous callers. They actually kind of summed up a lot of what I was about to say as well. But I was only on the. I used to live in California for 9 years. I got married and lived there, and I knew I worked all up in Pacific Palisades, all around the canyons. I worked all the way down to Malibu, like, and to see the houses that are destroyed, even across PCH where the coast side, all those houses are gone as well. Like it's just, it's apocalyptic to keep saying that word, but just to see that place destroyed, and I knew that area so well. I worked up there. And it's very upsetting to watch, to see the devastation is just, it's so large and vast. Like you were saying, it's hard to get a scale. Like I live in Bray in County Wicklow. Like Bray is gone. If you were to like say the entire town of Bray would be gone, and there's still some fires that aren't properly contained. I was on the phone to my friends in LA that live there, and I'm going back in a few weeks' time to LA anyway. I go back every year for a vacation to see my friends. And I was on the phone with them the other day, and they were just explaining to me that their exact words were, Mother Nature is angry. And they can see, they live in Redondo Beach, which is about 20 miles outside of the really bad zone, but it's in the air. They say you can smell the fire in the air.
Yeah.
You can see the plume of smoke everywhere. And you're not allowed, obviously, to go up past Sunset Boulevard and PCH and all that quarter where all that damage is done. Like, it's vast, the amount of damage that's been done. Now, I spent hours on the phone the other day talking to them, and you can hear the emotion in their voice.
Because
we have friends living up there that have lost their homes. Gone. Nothing there. Just dust. Gone. It's I've never seen anything like it. And I've seen some fires there. They do have fires every couple of years, and there does be some residual damage, and they seem to pick up and move on. But this is on another level.
This is on another scale, completely. And I know, look, you're obviously in touch, as you mentioned, Dennis, with friends in LA at the moment, and how hard it is for them. But you plan to go back, to go over to visit in the coming weeks, all been well?
Yeah, I just booked a flight there last week, and I always go over in February. It's a quiet time. I like LA in the quiet time. And I know when I get there, all I'll do is just go up and visit as much as and try and see what I can see, the damage, to try and get an idea how bad. I'm terrified to actually go up and see it because it's beautiful up there. The Pacific Palisades is a lovely part of the world, was, and like really beautiful place. And it's hard to believe, maybe from Irish point of view, from where people that are listening to the radio now, they mightn't understand how bad it is. But it is.
Well, you can certainly
LA will
see
never
from...
be the same. It'll never be the same. That this is a game changer for Los Angeles.
Well, if anybody's looking at any of the footage right now today on television, online, and social media, the pictures, it is absolutely devastating. You know, to see it and to watch it, and it's not to overstate that, but it's pretty incredible to look at the extent to which property has been damaged, and obviously fatalities caused as a result of all of this too. Dennis, listen, thank you for getting in touch. Annie as well there in Kerry, Green Party councillor Lauren Toot, and Simon McCoy there from the LA Cougars GAA club in Los Angeles. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.